Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, so it continues, the Astros' woes at home. Just gross, if you want to know the truth. I mean, it's just gross. So sick of them not being, I mean, 1-0. They had so many opportunities. And, okay, so Jose Abreu dropped in the order. I mean, he started, you know, he was a five-hole hitter. No, you're hitting behind Yiner. And, oh, by the way, the right decision.
Still too high.
Huh? Why is Alex Bregman untouchable in 1-4?
Well, he's
been. And he always has been.
Well, we thought they were going to break up lefty-lefty at one point.
Alex Bregman has never hit.
I know. That's what makes it surprising.
Higher than fourth.
Well, I know. He's been two.
I don't want to say never. I think there might have been a time when.
Early on, he might have been five, but he's been three, four. When it was Springer.
He's Altuve, always been. Yeah. He's always been.
Well,
and
because.
And why?
Well, because he ends up as your. One of your top four hitters usually. Now Tuve's got his spot, and he's either going to be 3-4.
Right now he's hurting the team.
But what are you? This is what he does. This is not unusual. This is pretty much on schedule. The idea that he was going to magically be good because he told you he was, that flies in the face of 7 years of data. Why did you believe he was going to be good this year? Because he said he was?
Well, because he
said he was feeling good.
Because it's a contract year.
So?
So he
never plays good this year.
He
never plays good in April. Never. Ever. Ever. He's just doing what he does. So why jerk with the lineup when you know he's going to come around? He's going to come around. He always does. Except for like 21. I don't count 20. He didn't in 21. But he came around. Since then, in 22, second half of the year, he's, you know, this is just what he does.
He's awful right now. Why not put Yiner cleanup? Why not bat Yiner cleanup right now and put Bregman 5 or 6?
Well, I mean, I'd have no problem with that, but
I mean, honestly, get Yiner.
You don't
more,
want to hurt Bregman's feelings, John, or he won't sign with you.
Well, he's not signing with you anyway.
Because you
don't
have an
offer
for him.
Altuve leads off with a double. After he homered, Altuve leads off with a double. After he got hit by a ground ball by Bregman going to third, he doubles. I mean, it's so Jose Altuve. Okay. Alvarez flies out to right, and Altuve goes to third. Tucker walks. Bregman at the plate. First and third. A one-run game in the eighth inning. Up one. You need to add on. And he pops out to the catcher.
I mean, but he is a pop-out guy.
And then Altuve gets picked off. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Now, there's two outs, but Yiner's at the plate, your hottest hitter, and you get picked off third base after your cleanup hitter pops out to the catcher. It's a comedy of errors. It's embarrassing the way that they play at home now.
Yeah.
This is a month now. This is a month of bad, bad baseball at home.
More than
that. It's ridiculous.
More than that, isn't it?
No, it was
mid-September.
Mid-September last year.
Well, but then all the playoffs, that's October.
Well, that's a month. I mean, he only had so many games. It's not even, I mean, he only had so many playoff games, 12. Not even 12. They had, yeah, they didn't make the World Series, so it's not even that. So it's a month of bad baseball at home. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous what this team does. And there's no explanation. Don't tell me they were at home with their kids and all of that crap.
They weren't great last year anyway, before they were terrible.
Yeah, weren't they like, didn't they didn't, they weren't above 500 last year at home.
Well, that was because of they won.
No, but they still weren't a great, even before that your month designation, they were still below average at home. They weren't good at home last year, period.
Let's take a look at 2023. First half. I'd have to look at and see, but at the end of the first half, they lost 3 out of 4 to Seattle, but they 3-3 homestand. They haven't. They got swept by Cincinnati at home last year. They got swept by the Yankees last year at home.
So they were 7-22 dating back to August 13th, John. They were going through the playoffs. August 13th, they were 7-22 at home. 7-22 at home going all the way back to August 13th. That's a lot longer than a month.
Yeah, that's a couple months. No, it's
7-22, and if you add this, that's 8-27.
It's
amazing. 8-27 in their last 35. It's more than a month. It stretches all the way back to August 13th is where it started. Because before that, they had won 5 in a row at home. But it's a long stretch now. We're a long stretch in, 35 games.
Wow. This started back all the way to the beginning of last year. The White Sox and the Tigers, two of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah.
The Astros started the season last year 3-4.
It wasn't a small stretch. They sucked at home last year. They just super sucked at the end.
Yeah. That's amazing. That is just amazing how awful this is.
It got so bad, they changed the hitting backdrop. Remember? Like, things are going poorly. Let's go up there and switch things around. And
nothing. Other teams are hitting there?
Exactly.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Other teams are hitting there. But you know, last year was it was just, it represented what's been going on here. This bullpen is so crap. What are the numbers that were put out? 1.46 ERA by the starters, and 8-8.
Well,
for Abreu, Presley, and Hader.
Yeah, Abreu, Presley, and Hader combined for an ERA of 8.78. The bullpen overall 7.41.
Wow. And you know, Hader was, well, I mean, it's a small sample size, but they got to do something about this. I don't know what you could possibly do, but it's ridiculous now at home. It's ridiculous. This baseball team is way too good. Do you expect them now to go play 4 in Texas against the Rangers? Do you expect them now to go and beat that same team? If they cool off on the road now, this is a team that could possibly be...
Tony, our guy Tony said, they're like one bad injury away from the 2000 Astros. Now, that's way back. Many of you won't remember it, but this is in the middle of being a really good Astros baseball team. They moved into Enron Field at the time, and Craig Biggio tore up his knee, and that season was a disaster. Jose Lima got traded. He couldn't finish a start, not even close. 2000 was a disaster, and that was coming off a good 99. And then they were fine in 2001, but 2000 was just an outlier disaster. And
yeah,
this season, I don't want to say it's trending in that direction, but you know, you've got some. What the thing that really worried me about this season is Alex Bregman is just a lame duck player.
Yeah,
you don't know how long you have with Kyle Tucker. You're not going to deal him if you go sideways. I wonder if this season goes sideways. I wonder if Dana Brown and Jim Crane will consider making some tough moves that might replenish. A new stage.
Well, Jim Crane has said, as long as I'm here, we ain't rebuilding. You know what? We're gonna go for it. We're gonna win.
But you can't. But if you're not gonna win this year, you can't really go for it when your players are leaving. The best way to go for it is having good players. And I don't think Kyle Tucker. If you dealt to Kyle Tucker, I'm not calling on that right now. But would they consider that if this season go sideways. I mean, it would have to go in a tank because Jim Crane, and probably rightfully so, will think no matter where we are, we got a shot to come back. We did it last year.
Yeah, this we can't. The sky hasn't fallen yet.
No, it's not.
I mean, we're not even a week into it.
It's not falling, but this is a longer term.
Ridiculous! What
this is a longer term disaster at home than probably you thought.
Yep.
It feels like it was just the end of the year, but really, it was a bad home team last year. This is what happens when you have wives and kids at home.
You think that snacks is you think that they could have a snacks? Or Amadi at home, always arguing with each other.
And no, they're not old enough to have that. They're not old enough to have, but you're just not getting sleep.
Yeah, the little kids.
Maybe you don't get sleep because the kids are talking. Maybe you step on little Lego pieces. Maybe you, you know, maybe your wife is screaming at you or something like, it's your turn to change diapers or you need to wake up with them in the middle of the night and feed them, Yordan. Like, maybe Yordan's like, I got a hit tomorrow. You don't play till 7. Stop.
Well, he's got to be there at 3, so.
Yeah, but you got to go to the ballpark by 3. Ooh. You have plenty of time to sleep. Like, I'm just saying, in my head, this is what could be happening.
Yeah, that's not happening. That's not it. The wives are all, listen, we need to win, so you just take care, baby. You sleep as long as you need to, and I'll take care of the baby. That's what the wives are saying.
Ooh, boy, that sounds idealistic.
It sounds like the way it should be. That's what it sounds like.
I never said that. I didn't say that, John. You said that.
No. It sounds the way, no, it needs to be. If any Astros wives are listening right now, you take care of the kid and let him sleep and let him hit. Let that man hit, okay? Not taking care of the kids is ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. That's right. Let's bring in Houston.
Sorry, I missed all of that. What did you say?
Never mind.
He was talking about what wives need to be watching the kids.
Yeah.
Are you, though?
And not husbands.
Yes, yes. They need to be watching
the kids. But, I mean, Dell, if they are bringing in all...
They're bringing
in... Let's have a real conversation here.
Well, not yet. We'll do it on the other side. Houston's joining us. Houston.
Oh, Houston.
Okay.
My man Houston is joining us. Houston and Archie, experts in the industry, in the PVF hose and fitting industry. Houston joining us once again on the show. Houston, what's up?
What's up, man? I just want to know if we're directly affiliated with the statements that you make on the radio about wives, husbands, stuff like that.
It's up to you. Like, do you choose to be or do you not choose to be?
I know your wife, she takes care of the kids so that you can get out there and you can get people pipes and valves and fittings and flanges, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're stretched from Chandler, Arizona to still in Jacksonville, Florida right now. So we're across the bottom of the U.S. right now.
So, yeah, I mean, it's bigger and better than ever. But listen, if you're in the listening area right now and you've got a big job out there and you can't get the parts that you need, who do you call?
Call TPC Industrial. We got 4 guys inside that are sitting there waiting on you. Archie, myself are here. And we got 6 guys out in the warehouse that are waiting to run for you.
That's it. It's happening every single day. Pipes, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses. You've got thousands of pieces in stock right now, right?
Yes, sir, we do. We got over 2,000 part numbers right now of material that's in stock.
If your current PVF supplier can't find a part that you need or can't get it to you on your job site, you call TPC Industrial today. That's 346-226-3866, 346-226-3866, or TPCINDL.com, TPCINDL.com. That's my guys, okay, Archie and Houston over at TPC Industrial. Thanks, man.
Take care, John.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, 919 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
My gosh, did you hear? I gotta tell you, LeBron and J.J. Redick's podcast is strong. Do you know that they got together to do a podcast?
No.
It's about basketball. Like, it's LeBron and J.J. This is going to be one of the best podcasts in sports. Do you know what LeBron told the story of yesterday? This blew me away. He said Eric Spoelstra, after they lost
terrible coach
against the Dallas Mavericks, Spoelstra went to Oregon and studied with Chip Kelly, studied the Oregon spread offense, studied philosophy under Chip Kelly, spent the whole, like, summer there with Chip Kelly in, you know, learning about the spread offense. He wanted to learn and see if there's anything he could take from the concepts of the spread. Spacing. And it was a fascinating podcast, and I'd never heard that story before. Now, this is something that's not unusual. I know Ballard went and talked to met with Theo Epstein. He went to the NBA Summer League to talk to different GMs and cap guys about how NBA handles valuation processes. I was there in like 19 when the GM of used to be, it was a young guy who was GM of like the Phoenix Coyotes. He and his right-hand man, who was an older guy, more of an old school hockey guy, they came into the office and I got to sit in with him and a guy named John Shaw from the Colts and Ballard. And I just got to sit and listen to them talk about the hockey guys wanted to pick the Colts brain on how they do things and what their combine is like. Like, I couldn't believe that there's not a true combine for, and there's not really types, like archetypes, body archetypes in hockey. And I was asking Ryan Lachane about it. He goes, it's different in hockey. You got speed guys, you got power guys. You don't have to, it's like, you never know what you're going to get with the team's makeup. It's not where you can just lock in on one particular type of size or whatever. But it was fascinating listening to the GM, and this is a heavily analytics-driven young GM. I think he was under 30, and he was either early 30s or under 30. He was the youngest GM, I think, in sports history. And he was talking to him about their processes, and a lot of these places learn from different, you know, different types of people outside of your realm of your sport, because you can learn a lot of that stuff. With that said, that blew me away that he didn't go learn philosophically. He was studying the spread offense. Dale, you had to have heard that, right? That LeBron was talking about that the Heat, that Eric Spoelstra went and studied the spread offense under Chip Kelly to see if he could figure out any concepts that would work for basketball.
Yeah, when he initially did it, Heat fans knew about it because the focus was how the hell did they lose that series to the Mavericks? And Eric Spoelstra didn't sit on his hands. He went out there. So it's a story that.
But I bet they made fun of it at the time.
Maybe some people. I don't know about the Heat fans, but maybe some people did. But it was a story Heat fans knew about because we were hyper focused on that team. And that was where they became positionless, where it wasn't, oh, we have a center. We just had Chris Bosh played more of the five because he was your best athlete at that size. I think that podcast even went on to talk about how important Chris Bosh was to that. So maybe Daryl Morey was right to target him. But, yeah, it's been out there. It's just happened to become more widespread because of the guy talking about it and it being on a podcast.
Hmm. He also talked about Bronny.
Yeah, Bronny's going to apparently be in the portal.
Yeah.
So, is he really?
Well, the USC coach took the SMU job, so...
Oh, yeah, and he said he took the only reason he took the SMU job is because they're an ACC team, because they got into the ACC.
So he didn't want to coach in the Big Ten?
I don't blame him. Hey, that's brutal.
It is.
It's brutal. It's not going to be for everyone playing. Think about that, John. UCLA and USC. Chip Kelly left UCLA to take an offensive coordinator job. And now you have the head coach of USC's basketball team leaving. Both of these schools would have had to play in the Big Ten. I think they already realized this is a logistical, geographical nightmare. And it's so much so that I think it may hasten the idea of having a boundaryless setup of a mega conference. Having to play all your games in the Midwest is a terrible thing for these West Coast teams. And I think it's going to be something that maybe pushes them to be very, very open to the idea of just wide open conference with few affiliations. Would it be great for football fans? Yes. Is it great for schools and athletes? Not really, I don't think. But athletes and the schools, just their whole thing is really about what the money you can make is for the most part. So I think in that regard, just give the TV people what you want. And I guess most of the, you know, we've lost a lot of the tradition anyway. Nebraska and Oklahoma don't play anymore, and Texas and Texas A&M didn't for years. So the idea of tradition, the idea of the pageantry, some of that's just going to go forever as college athletics is really just – I mean, it's just pro players that aren't as good. That's all it is. I mean, when I found out that a a small college basketball team has a $1 million budget for NIL and keeping your own players and stuff like that. That's when I realized, holy crap. I'll tell you the school when we're off the air and you're going to be like, $1 million for this team? It's wild. And I thought that was crazy, but the person I talked to has intimate knowledge, and he talked about what some of the other schools' budgets are. And when you realize this is what it is, you're just basically in a free-for-all free agency every year. It's international soccer with transfer windows. I do think that compensating teams for money lost, like in other words, if you take somebody from Iowa State and they go to Georgia or North Dakota, especially like a North Dakota State, schools that are doing their best to find guys and build them up, and there should be a financial amount that is paid to that school.
Yeah.
You should get a transfer fee because you don't have the wherewithal to continue doing
it. But isn't it happening? It's reciprocal as well. There's a lot of guys that are going from bigger schools and stepping down.
Well, that's because they're not good. You have to go to North Dakota State, well, from Georgia. Well, but
you were recorded. I mean, maybe it is because they're too good. At Alabama, Georgia, LSU, I can't find a place to play. I mean, I can't get on the field, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's why you designate these are schools, especially schools that have bad financial situations at for their athletic departments. There should be, and it's easy to find that information for schools. That all has to be accounted for, especially in public schools. It just would make sense that if a school is a lower level school and they do all the work, because they live off of 4-year players. So that's you want their advantage.
Compensation or reparations for?
No, I want a transfer schools. Fee. We're in international soccer now.
Yeah.
Where you can just, so why not make it a transfer fee? If you can go buy their player, then part of the payout is you pay the team. I think that's really fair, especially if colleges have budgets that pay. That's not supposed to be.
Well, is it
going to
be reciprocal, though, if a kid leaves a big school and goes to a smaller school?
I think when you're recruited from the, I think it's the step up. No, I don't think
international soccer, what John is saying happens. Like Barcelona may not have a place for this player, and the other team comes calling, and the other team will pay the bigger club a transfer fee. That happens too.
Yeah. What about on loan? What about just putting players on loan? Which Georgia says we can't. This guy just doesn't have. I mean, if you really want to go true, you're not even going to college at this point. You don't even take classes at this point.
And I think the whole buying players, which is the term they use in international soccer, would put people off too. That would be something they'd have to not. They have to find a different word for. I know, but they'd have to find a different word for because it would upset people, even though that's what it is.
Do you, John? Do you know about loans in soccer? Do you know a team?
You can loan a team. Yeah.
Yeah. This is the craziest concept to me ever. That's how we had Lukaku at Everton. He was a loan from where? Chelsea. Where did he come from? He was like 19 or 20. Couldn't get playing time for one of the best teams. It was Chelsea or one of these teams, and they just gave him They
used you as a minor league development squad.
They loaned him to Everton. Everton's always been an unbelievable striker. Like, how the hell is this? How are you letting good players go to other teams?
Well, Everton's a minor league club for the big clubs.
That's bullcrap.
They sent him down.
We tied Newcastle yesterday.
Good for you. They sent him down to develop there because there's no time for him. And then when they were ready to have him, they brought him back.
Yeah, it's a terrible. The Premier League, where you only have a few teams that can compete and everyone else is just developmental, is such a bad.
It would be as if.
And then you all lose money anyway. All of the teams have to borrow money so they can keep losing money. It's an awful, awful setup, and people want that to become Major League Baseball.
It would be as if there are teams in the NFL who can't win, but it's not because of the setup. It's because they're poorly run. But it'll be as if you go win it to every year being a Texan fan and thinking, you know what? Let's hope not to get relegated. Let's hope to finish 7-9 because that's good enough to keep us on the top level. That's what it is in international soccer. So
college football relegation is where we should go. Honestly, if we're going to do this where players all get paid and you're all going to take – it's a free-for-all, then we've got to go to a relegation because that makes it more fun.
However, that would be totally sweet.
However, it is cataclysmic for teams who depend on money to finance and fund their athletic departments. It would bankrupt some departments. But
I don't think the American fan is ready for it. They can't.
I don't care. We're not doing college athletics anyway. It's all pro athletics anyway. So the American fan is just going to have to shut their damn mouths. Shut up and do what I tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be running this crap.
You think you have that type of power?
Yeah. You want it to be a free for all? Good.
You
then I don't care about school at all.
You can't be in control. You're too vindictive.
I am.
he's not.
I'm not a vindictive person, but I'm a little bit. But I am a little bit impulsive. Oh, speaking of, when we come back, there's a new thing I found out that my wife told me about that kids supposedly have.
Yeah, you can't run a league. You're too scatterbrained. You can't run a league.
Yeah, I could not. Do you know, like, I would forget there were games. I'd forget about a draft or whatever.
You forget teams that are...
You'd leave your suit on the plane.
No, I can't run a league.
I mean, you can't run
a league. I could be an idea guy. Like, if you paid me a lot of money, I could come up with great ideas and... I could be a consultant. I could be a hand. I could be like,
you're
you can put
Michael
the pen on me.
Keaton in Night Shift.
I am more like that, but I could also be the hand of a king. Like, I don't want to run the thing because I would screw that up.
But
I could give you good ideas and consultation. That's my strength.
You'd be the worst. You forget all the meetings.
That's not your superpower.
Is it? Well, then just have somebody come get me.
Superpower is forgetting stuff.
That's your superpower.
It really is.
That's not a superpower.
He barely sits in his chair on time for this show.
I know. He can't get here.
Be the hand of the king.
It in.
I brought the wrong jacket for...
He's talking to me every time the show starts. I swear to God. He's talking to me. And
he hits the blue button.
All right, welcome everybody, John and Lance. And he has to stop his sentence every time.
I'm looking at stuff on my computer in the other room, and I get into it, and all of a sudden it's like, 6:58.
He would get his head lopped off on the first day being hand of the king.
Oh, no.
You would get it'd be over for you.
No. You'd forget to lock the front gate, and the enemy would come in and destroy everybody.
I'm not saying that some of these things aren't true. What I'm saying is, I could run. I could.
Oh, we got a battle
run it,
today.
But I could be one of the people in the inner circle of people running college football.
No, you couldn't.
I want to be in the inner circle, but I don't want that responsibility.
I want to be around when you stop dipping. Okay, that's what I want to be. I want to be around when you try your can't stutter your Dublin. I want to be around when you're not spitting all over the place anymore, because you're going to. You don't have to. It's the same sensation that you get with your dip, with the tobacco and the nicotine that you're dipping right now, but you're spitting it out. You don't spit it out with the Artisan Grange, with the Canstead and the Dew Blend. You actually want to swallow it because it's got CBD oil on it. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp. It's all the flavors that you want. Okay, do you like the citrus flavor? Do you like the dark fire? Do you like the tobacco flavor? Do you like the wintergreen? Whatever it is that is your favorite flavor, they've got it. At Canstead and Dublin. Now, it's so much safer. No nicotine, no tobacco. CBD oil. CBD American Shaman says we love it, and they carry it at select stores. Texas has responded. You guys have responded. You really have. We've been leading the way for Canstead and Dublin for a while now here in the Houston area, because you guys know it sucks. Dipping sucks, and it's dangerous, and you need to stop. Everybody hates it. So, you want to stop? 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN, 97.5. Please stand by. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Oh, let's just debunk this whole pitching is so important thing. Who has the best starting pitching in baseball right now?
I don't know.
The Astros.
Oh, best starting?
Yes.
Now
1.46, and they're 1-5.
Now do bullpen.
Bullpen is third worst. The Phillies are... Their bullpen's 8.71.
Well, the Astros' best pitchers are not doing
it. Giants 7.91. The Astros 7.41.
You've gotten stung by three good relievers.
It's just
three ridiculous. Good relievers have been directly responsible for four of the losses, John.
I'm aware. I'm just saying. Starting pitching so important. Forget about it. Now, what did you learn from your wife yesterday in one sentence?
Oh, my gosh. No, I can't do this in one sentence. So, you know about things like OCD, right? ADD, all this stuff. And kids today there's lots of diagnosis where I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's a real deal. I want you to play along with this. I want you to type this in, John. Type this in. Type in oppositional defiant disorder, ODD. This is a new one. I've never heard of this one. And then go to the Wikipedia
disorder.
Definition.
Oh, here's the symptoms. frequent temper tantrums, excessive arguments with adults, refusing to comply with adult requests, always questioning rules. Is this Marty?
This is every kid.
Okay.
This is probably Frankie. Was this Frankie?
Oh, yeah.
This is the dumbest.
She didn't have frequent temper tantrums, no.
Okay, so that's one it's not.
Excessive arguments with adults, no. No. Behavior intended to annoy or upset others. Blaming others for misbehavior or mistakes.
This is just kids. Like, I don't understand. Here's the signs and symptoms.
Well, frequent temper tantrums is not just kids.
Throwing a temper tantrum, it depends on how old. Listen to this. You keep getting stuck on that one. Often loses temper. Is often touchy or easily annoyed. Is often angry and resentful. I mean, these could all be Dell.
Those are all Frankie.
I'm not easily annoyed.
Okay, let's get through. Okay.
Why is this annoyed?
Dell. Often angry or resentful. Dell. Often argues with authority figures or radio hosts.
You guys are authority figures?
Yes.
Often actively defies or refuses to comply with requests from authority figures.
That's not true. That's just telling your
parents no on something.
That's 13. Dell.
Often deliberately annoys others. Snacks, I know you're listening right now.
I don't deliberately annoy anyone.
Often deliberately annoys, that's just any older brother. Or younger sister often blames others for their mistakes or behavior.
I deal
with this all the time in my house.
You do that to people.
Has been spiteful or vindictive at least twice within the past 6 months. 6 months? This is everybody.
They're describing you.
Everybody. Exactly. Everybody has this. Spiteful or vindictive, that's John. Deliberately annoys others, John. Blames others for their mistakes, Dell.
I don't do that.
Yes.
Argues with authority figures, Dell.
John blames me when he misreads the doc. He goes, oh, you did that. It was written out for you. How did I do it?
You mess up the doc all the time.
Okay.
Blaming other people.
I could see Paul. Patrick Creighton fell under a lot of these. Paul.
Why are you speaking ill of the dead?
John, you. Sean Mapes isn't. Sean Mapes is really down to earth and quiet and calm.
All of a sudden, Sean is your loved
Sean
producer.
Sean is the North Star. This is who I aspire to be, Sean Mapes. I never see Sean Mapes shaken, ever. Nothing ever shakes Sean Mapes.
Do you see that from others?
No, I don't see it. And other people are not calm. And other people don't operate like he moves differently.
You're
out of control.
I'm not out of control.
In a controlled way.
I'm controlled chaos is what you're saying?
Yes, you are.
That's a lie. You're just making stuff up.
No, you are.
So this new thing is basically kids acting out is just... They put a name on it. Why are we putting names
on
everything?
John, could he say anything that insulted me that you wouldn't agree with right now?
He goes, yeah.
That's you. Yeah, that's you.
That's you.
Other than some type of slur, could he say anything that, and you would just agree with it right now?
Yes, just about anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, I just honestly.
I wouldn't agree
symptoms
with a slur.
Of ODD. I know arguing that. With arguing a lot with adults.
I'm an adult.
Refusing
you can't put me in there. What are you doing?
Refusing to do what an adult asks.
You can't stop pointing at me.
Pointing you. Always questioning rules and refusing to follow rules.
How about
doing things to annoy or upset others, including adults?
Is there something in there for John? Got fired
blaming
three times
others
from the same
for the child's own misbehaviors and mistakes.
Where's the, he's been fired from the same place a couple times, so John can point at me again.
Being easily annoyed by others.
Multiple firings and coming back. Point at me again, John.
Oh, that's you. This is all you.
That's the only one that is me. Something I had to
you
put
and
in
all
a
of my kids.
All you.
And all of my kids, too, yeah. I gotta say.
Yeah.
What about Shane's coworkers because his life is so great?
Dell?
John?
Naps, and that you shame people for going out and having a good time drinking.
I don't shame you.
Yeah.
You pointed out to us how great your life is.
And I never pointed out how great my life is.
I am, but through pictures.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to do that.
Yeah. Twitch agrees. This is you, Dell.
Oh, surprisingly.
100%
they agree. Twitch agrees, surprisingly. Yeah. The worst people on earth.
F you, Dell. Dell ain't black.
Who said that?
Bum-ass Dell.
Who said Dell ain't black?
Bum-ass mofo Dell.
Give me a name. Who said?
Houston Dab.
Is Houston Dab black?
I don't know, actually.
Or he's that guy who wrote that letter to DJ Burns pretending to be
black.
If you haven't seen that, go find that.
This guy said, my kid's got an ass beating for tantrums. Only did it once. Another guy says.
That's how you stop it.
Another guy says, my kids don't do any of this, but this does sound more like me. Oh, yeah. This is, these don't sound like any, this just sounds like just acting a certain way. That's all this is. We don't have to put names on every damn thing. Well, I actually have ODD. No, you're just a badass kid is what you are. You don't have anything. You know what? You don't get medicine for ODD. You're just a badass kid. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. A lot of these things just fall under the term badass kid. And I do a lot of these things.
Badass or bad kid?
No, not a badass kid, but you badass kids.
You're just a bad kid. Yeah. Not badass. Well, not like
you. Yeah.
Not people, single word. You break it up.
You break
badass
it up.
Badass kid.
Man, he's just a badass kid. That's what.
Not badass.
No, not like a.
No. Not one word.
No.
I can't do.
Petey wants to talk about kids misbehaving. Let's
this
go.
Is Dylan. This is Dylan Brooks. This is also Dylan Brooks.
What up, Petey?
Hey, man. You know what?
Oh.
Hang on a second.
It's not PD. PD, it's PD.
Y'all talking about something that's like right up my belly way, dude. Okay. I've been this, all those things, all my life. I still am. And then this morning, or maybe last night, I don't remember, they're talking about on the SAT, you know, for the college deal.
Yeah.
You get an automatic $200 or 200 point, you know, points. Extra.
For what?
Just for being attention and deficit disorders. Attention deficit disorders.
Oh, you get, if you got ADD, you get an extra 200 points?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Now, that makes it fair. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Lance.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know how you were talking about the other day, them, you know, the bookies and sports books in Vegas?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about it?
What were we talking?
If something's up, you know, they'll stop.
Oh, yeah. They,
funny
yeah.
going on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's real. I know about that.
Why? Why do you know about that, PD?
I used to be a bookie, man, a long time ago.
Well, but what does that have to do with... So did you have your own... So that's real, you know about that. I talked about how bookies were linked together through electronic means to monitor wagering and algorithms that were tripped up due to suspicious betting patterns.
That doesn't
sound like you.
Algorithms.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you had algorithms on an electronic algorithms.
No, algorithms, they bite my rear end. I'm talking about when people are doing funny stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay, Petey.
See you later.
Thanks, buddy. I didn't understand.
People are doing funny stuff.
I didn't understand a lot of that, but okay.
You don't have to. It's none of your business to understand what PD says.
Did you see that they canceled? Since this is our last segment before news, they canceled the U of H in Kansas playing the games in Mexico in 2024. They were going to play Kansas and Mexico. Were going to play games in Mexico City. And apparently, they said nah,
basketball.
We're not going to do that. Yeah.
Why?
I don't.
Why are they doing it in the first place?
I don't know.
Expand the college basketball
men's game. And women's. Well, yeah.
So we're going to open up a team in Mexico City.
A university in Mexico City?
We're going to open up join a, the Big 12? We're looking at expansion.
So they're maybe they didn't have it all set up exactly the way we thought.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. I don't know.
I still believe the NFL will go to Mexico City in expansion before they go to Europe. Even a Europe would make sense logistically. It's such a pain in the ass. And Mexico City only has a 10 billion people there.
Yeah. It's a big market.
It's a huge market.
Yeah.
And people can travel there to go watch games pretty easily. Not like in Europe. It's a lot tougher.
Yeah.
The flights are Mexico City. I mean, it's metropolitan. I'm going there for the first time.
Is Mexico City signing big name free agents?
Huh?
Is Mexico City signing big money free agents?
I don't know.
I can tell you this.
Yeah, you'd have to live there, I guess.
I was there.
Yeah,
I was there, actually.
You do live there, I guess.
I was there in January in Mexico. I went down for the Cabo Cup. I think it took longer for me to go through customs than it does for people to walk across the border now. I'm pretty sure it's harder
to get through customs
than it is customs to get across the border.
Can we test this out? can you try to get across the border? We'll time it, and then you do the customs thing.
I see, everybody just is walking right in.
Wait, well, they're more to Mexico? They're made of tougher stuff than you are, John.
Walking right into Mexico?
Right, walking into the United States, coming back.
But what about walking into Mexico?
Walking into Mexico is real easy.
I would bet.
Yeah, it's real easy. You want go? There you go.
We could use some more.
Come on, everybody appears to be leaving. You come on, come on. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
My daughter pointed out ODD is a precursor to antisocial personality disorder, so you're pretty much calling Dell a psychopath. And I said, and? Dell. I mean, Dell.
The nickname out there for him is Black Dexter.
Legitimate question. Most likely to come in here and shoot everybody. Dell is probably the employee most likely.
No, that implies that I care enough.
That's where the care factor does,
I don't
really
care to do that.
He doesn't care.
You don't care enough?
Like, if I heard a rumor that something awful was going to happen to this place, I wouldn't warn anyone. I'd just stay home.
Now, doesn't that make you a psycho, though?
I'm just leaning in.
You're not kidding.
I'm not going to do it.
The name Black Dexter has taken off. It's been trending.
Many people are saying this.
No. I watched Shot Caller last night, and sometimes snitches aren't looked at fondly, so I just keep it to myself. I'm not going to intervene.
Okay, well, we're just saying.
Remember when that guy got put right next to the cage?
Yeah. Who is most likely? What employee here?
I'm not playing that game. Is this brought to you by HR&P?
Which employee is most likely to open fire here?
No, that's not a funny joke. That's not funny, John.
Kyle, Texas is seeking visitors named Kyle.
Kyle, Texas,
for world record attempt. If your name is Kyle, they want you to go to Kyle, Texas on May 18th. And they want in July, 2,323 people named Ivan attended an official record attempt in Bosnia. So they want to break that record. Most people with the same name in a city.
Oh, great.
They attracted 1,490 people last year. They want more. Let's go.
I mean, how much do you love your fellow man if you're willing to go with people you don't even... And go meet people you don't know just because the only thing you have in common is your first name.
Well, like,
you know
what? Set a record.
This is great. I want to set a record.
Who cares?
I mean, don't you have anything else better to do?
Good news.
Clean up your attic or something.
Chocolate could help with weight loss and prevent Alzheimer's. How about that?
Yeah, right.
No, seriously.
Really? Explain the science.
The chemical found in cocoa beans, anti-inflammatory, high in antioxidants, can protect people from... protect the brain from Alzheimer's.
Now you're talking
also
about dark
say
chocolate.
That it can counter the impact of high cholesterol levels.
You're talking about small amounts of dark chocolate.
Well, that's okay.
Which is heavy, heavy, heavy on the cacao, like 78% that tastes bitter and doesn't even really taste that much like chocolate.
Here's a new study.
That milk chocolate doesn't.
No, it's not. I think it is dark chocolate. Here's a new study. A survey says half of gym goers reuse their sweaty workout underwear. How gross are you? If you go work out and I'll get all sweaty and you just put that underwear back on.
That's not great.
Are you gross?
You are very gross.
I mean, we are as gross as a people, okay? How many times do you wear your sports underwear before washing them? 53% said once, 2 to 3 times, 20%.
Well, what if you got a hot streak?
7 or more times.
What if it's a hot streak? You know players are superstitious.
They're also going to have jock rot.
Yeah, you're gross. New study. Which music genre has the most merchandise sold?
Not country.
No.
Merchandise?
Yeah, most merchandise. Most merch.
I mean, rap?
It's easy. No.
What is it?
Metal.
How?
Everybody wears the black t-shirt of their band.
Yeah, but metal bands don't travel there. How is there so much merchandise for metal
bands?
Iron Maiden,
Pantera, among the biggest bands that sell merch.
Right. I mean, I can see that, but there's not enough.
I mean, if you
in the
go,
genre.
Listen, I go over. Justin loves heavy metal, and he's always got heavy. Everybody there has a black T-shirt of the band. Everybody there.
Yeah.
We were talking about hygiene earlier. Like, it wasn't a heavy metal show. It was more probably a post-hardcore show. Woof! Those guys, they do not care about putting on deodorant or taking a shower. No, I don't know what that is, but I was at a show. It was Whitehall, so it was outside, and I was still getting punched in the face.
Well, that's even worse, though.
It's terrible.
It's even worse, though, because everybody smells like a pup, too.
I wish. It wasn't that. It was just yeah. B.O.
SNL female staffers are firing back after TikToker says show has never hired hot women. Do we know of any hot SNL women?
Did you think Abby Elliott was attractive?
I kind of like Tina Fey. I thought she was sneaky hot.
Yeah. Who's Abby Elliott?
She's the daughter of Chris Elliott. She was on that show for a little bit. I don't know if she still is, but she was on that show.
On Saturday Night Live as a writer?
As a performer.
I actually thought Cecily Tyson had a little something to her. I know Cecily Strong.
No. Cecily Strong. Cecily Tyson is an older Tyson black lady.
Yeah. Well, her too. She can get it too. Oh. But I was talking about Cecily Strong.
Hold on now.
Hey,
watch yourself.
Now,
that's a legend. Watch yourself.
Cecily Strong.
Yes.
She kind of had a little something to her. Just like.
I just don't know. I haven't watched SNL. I just don't know who.
John, you'd
was
like
on
Kate McKinnon.
Off.
She's your type.
Yeah.
What? I don't know if she is
Stop.
Or not.
You think that's John's type? That woman fits John's profile?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, I like Kate McKinnon. I loved her in Yesterday. It was my favorite role anyone's ever played.
She likes Megan Rapinoe.
She does? Oh,
good. Probably.
What does that mean?
Explain
yourself.
Sue Bird likes Megan Rapinoe.
Well, they're married.
Well, right. So why? What does that mean?
Well, she's out, so she's not going to be your type in that regard.
I didn't say that. She could still be good looking.
Kate McKinnon? She's all right.
I mean, what's wrong with you? Why are you so... You're not an ally. You're not an ally.
Never has been.
No, he really hasn't.
Says the psychopath serial killer.
That's your diagnosis.
And the guy with ODD.
Yeah. Which one of us is... Oh, you're
He's ODD.
Oh, and I'm
you're
a psychopath.
Psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath.
That's John's daughter. He's got advanced ODD.
That's what John's daughter
said
in the text.
She said, if you're saying I have that, then that's just a precursor to being a psychopath.
That's
John's
basically
like,
her saying that you have it.
You kind of do have
no.
it. No. No, you kind of do.
A little bit. John, just because you say I kind of do doesn't mean anything.
I think you got the start.
I know that's your thing. I know
you got
believe,
a touch of it.
Because you've dropped that on other people before in a different way. I think you're allowed to do that.
We're done. Mopey and Mace.
He's got a touch. I missed that. I didn't hear that.
He's got a touch of it.
Black Dexter's next right here on ESPN 97.5.
I'll do the Mopey thing, but not that. I would save it for my show. Hey, guys, put on your headset.
Yeah, what do you need?
I would save it for my show, but I'm a team player. Stephon Diggs, according to Adam Schefter, just been traded to the Texans.
Oh, my God.
And you think I'm a bad guy. I would have just saved
Stephon
that for my show.
Stephon Diggs traded to the Texans. Coming up next, we got some college basketball talk with Dell.